This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. After much anticipation, luxury car maker BMW has released an electric car. The i3 Hybrid Electric is the company's answer to electric cars like the Tesla Model S. The specs of the vehicle do seem more sporty than some other options like the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt. And with BMW's brand power behind it, the 170-horsepower i3 will likely find some customers in 2014. But the company's long-awaited hybrid has some scratching their heads. That includes our regular guest, Molly Wood of CNET. Molly, nice to have you on.
Nice to be here.
The word used to be Tesla in electric cars, and now there are two words, Tesla and BMW.
Although I have to say, now that I've gotten a look at the BMW electric car, I think my word is still Tesla.
Uh-oh. Tell me more.
Well, you know, it's interesting. BMW finally unveiled the i3 electric car. It's been really hotly anticipated.
Okay.
And it comes as Tesla really is finally starting to make its mark and redefine the idea of electric cars.
Uh-huh.
And so it was with much excitement that we greeted the BMW announcement to see how they would counter Tesla. And unfortunately, they seem to have countered the Nissan Leaf.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. I remember being very excited about the Nissan Leaf, I don't know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but I haven't heard much since then.
Right. And this is not to disparage the Nissan Leaf, except that it is what you sort of traditionally think of as an electric car. It's small in size. Its range is limited.
It's not sexy.
It's not sexy. You're making compromises in order to have this electric car. And then the car that Tesla built said, you don't have to make any compromises at all. And if you have the money, you can get a battery that'll go 300 miles. And then BMW released a tiny, weird-looking little hatchback with a range of 80 to 100 miles in mass numbers. People don't want to buy a funny-looking, smaller-than-they-actually-need electric car that can't go very far. Why would you? It just makes me question whether BMW is even actually that committed to electric cars. They just basically put out something that no one's going to buy.
I take all your points, but you could make an argument that Tesla has made the change that it promised, which is offer something that is such a solid argument for electric cars that it's basically leading other luxury companies like BMW to do the same. So that, to me, is a little bit interesting at least, right?
Yeah. Car companies are noticing that Tesla's made the idea of an electric car sexy, at least within a small market. But I wouldn't be surprised to see more and more electric cars be introduced by car makers. And that probably is a win overall because it will push the design forward. It's also possible that the i3 has been in the works for a while and they wish they could have introduced something sexier.
They're not going to be flying off the lot is what you're telling me.
If there is anything that the American consumer has demonstrated over and over throughout history, it's that they don't like to compromise.
And with that, I will say thank you very much to Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thank you.
Thank you.